The arrest of Harvard's chemistry department chair, a renowned nanotechnology scientist last week, is worrying some academic colleagues. Charles Lieber is accused of lying about his connections to a Chinese government program, which is accused of working to steal U.S. technology. WBUR's Kerry Young reports some fear the increased scrutiny that led to Lieber's arrest could have a chilling effect on research.
Lieber's arrest is the result of relatively new efforts by federal authorities to crack down on intellectual property theft. Specifically, he's charged with making a false statement about foreign funding he received while also getting U.S. research dollars. Federal grant compliance is a hot topic among academics these days, so much so that the Society of Research Administrators International recently launched a two-day training on the subject. Susan Sedwick was one of the presenters.
It's easy to say there's a whole lot of anxiety, and every time a new case hits the newspaper or the newswire, it just ratchets that up.
Sedwick, who works with a consulting agency called Attain, says she fielded a lot of questions around what exactly constitutes a conflict of interest now, and what kinds of partnerships will disqualify a project from federal funding.
I think a lot of our researchers are terrified. And they're terrified of losing their jobs, of losing their ability to conduct their science.
Sedwick explains the regulations about funding from the National Institutes of Health and the National Science Foundation have not technically changed recently, but the level of scrutiny over the rules has. In the summer of 2018, the NIH sent more than 10,000 institutions a letter warning them that, quote, threats to the integrity of U.S. biomedical research exist, and that they may be hearing from them again, with specific questions on grant applications. The NIH has also been releasing guidance documents reminding institutions of federal policy. Then, last year, the research community began to see significant fallout from this attention. In April, the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston fired three scientists for conflicts of interest and unreported foreign funding. And in December, six staff members were ousted from a cancer research center in Florida for unreported links to a Chinese medical university.
FBI and other counterintelligence officials have been warning about these problems for at least 20 years now. The academic community has been really skeptical.
Joel Brenner is an attorney who used to work with the National Security Agency. He argues the open and sharing nature of the research community here can leave U.S. institutions vulnerable to intellectual property theft.
If people catch up with us based on their own efforts, that's fine. That's normal. But we don't want them catching up with us based on theft and on not only of coming over here and stealing secrets, but of creating conflicts like the one that Professor Lieber is alleged to have been in.
According to a 2017 report from the U.S. Trade Representative, intellectual property theft by China alone cost the U.S. as much as $600 billion a year. Still, many academics worry about the larger impact that this increased scrutiny could have on important research. Again, grant compliance consultant Susan Sedwick.
How are we going to address the spread of the coronavirus if we inhibit or place barriers to international cooperation and collaboration? Big science requires that we talk about this globally. So we need to figure out ways where we can allow our researchers to do this in a compliant manner.
To cope, schools have been reviewing their policies and putting a lot of effort into communication. Boston University's Associate Provost for Research, Gloria Waters, says that has taken some getting used to.
This isn't something that we thought about 2 years ago, right? It's been brought to our attention, and I think people are adjusting.
Former NSA attorney Joel Brenner pushes that sentiment further and admits this is a new world for a lot of academic researchers.
You know, there's a real clash of cultures between what's basically the federal police and academics who thrive on the open flow of knowledge.
And for now, it seems like a lot of institutions are left trying to figure out where the balance lies between productive sharing and protecting their investment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.